What's up, everybody? You know what it is, another episode of The Affair. Noah meets Anton's daddy, Allison meets her daddy, and Helen basically gets to say, who's your daddy? Let's go, let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Sink back into the ocean. Mm.
I don't know why I've never swam with this before. Yeah. Swimming is good. I like that move. Lem, you were just on a boat. Tell us how you do this.
Wait, what? Say, oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Just on a boat. Yes, me and April. Yacht, actually.
Yeah.
Super size yacht.
You guys
yeah.
We were yachting. It was only 250 feet.
Yeah. Where were we? It was a small
Where were we?
Yeah, we were here.
We were here.
We were here. They don't let us leave. They go yachting and we stay here. Remember?
I mean, you know, just to hold it down. I mean, maybe we'll have you guys come next time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The hat looks well, though. I do like the hat on you.
That's
you're rocking
that's
it.
A boat
you're rocking
hat.
The boat.
That's his boat hat.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
My boat hat, son. You already know. Ladies and gentlemen, it is The Affair. I'm your host, your boy, your uncle, Lem Gonzalez is next to
your
me.
Your daddy, Lem Gonzalez.
Oh, who's your daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next to me is Mama April Wizenhat,
hey,
my
buddy.
Boating partner. Yeah.
Boating partner for life.
Yeah, that's it. You know what it is, boat life. Boat life, son. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. My man, my bald companion in the house, Mr. Khalil Abubu.
I'm just the land guy, I guess. I wasn't on the boat.
Yeah, we're the land people.
We're the land people.
We're the land people.
So cool.
Rocking it here.
I mean, you know, we need land people. We need water
boat
people.
People.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so you just, it was just, I mean, it just wasn't your time yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll happen. It'll happen. Thanks. Don't give up hope.
Never heard that before.
Your land partner in crime, Nadine Delapelle, is
hey,
in the house.
I have a beautiful
up,
land partner, so
yeah.
I'm going to be stuck on the
we
land with anybody.
It. We don't want to go to sea.
We want to be
right.
super fun.
There you go.
You look like you're a DJ right now,
I
by
do,
the way.
I do, right?
What are you listening to there? What are you about to drop first,
I'm listening.
Lem?
You see the song, right? Yeah. Bop it up. Bop it up. Y'all are crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so this episode,
that
speaking of
crazy.
I didn't cry tonight.
Yeah, no.
But it still made me like dig deep into my soul.
I feel like as this is getting, I mean, we always talk about the writing on the show. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as we continue into this particular season, it does get really, really deep. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they are really tying what they've started at the beginning of the season with these little snippets of basically Noah and Cole and Anton looking for Allison. We now see that they're now all pretty much in the same state. California,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we know Cole's out there, right,
mm-hmm.
finding himself, and Allison is now taking a plane and got harassed on that plane, but was the one that got arrested, which is crazy. We're going to break that down. And then, of course, you know, we see that, you know, our boy Noah is there, you know,
yeah.
and he's been there. So it's all kind of coming together, and I can't wait till it culminates because I feel like it's going to be big.
Yeah.
So I say every single week, how are they going to come back together? How are they going to make this show about the four main people again? And I guess it just took Allison getting arrested in order to do it. But they did it in such an interesting way. And I'm typically a person that hates doing random stuff just for the sake of doing it, like introducing a father that we've never seen before or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight it actually made sense and it actually was good. It's not like bringing a Brendan Fraser in as a random ex childhood
mm-hmm,
friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's like bringing this random person in that it's like, okay, this is kind of random, but also it actually like moves a lot of the story forward and makes them come back together,
yeah.
which is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, it led us somewhere. There was a rhyme and a reason for it. As I was watching, I realized that we're really at the second half of the season, which is really sad because it's, I know we don't want to talk about the bitter season.
Didn't we just start next week? Last week?
Right?
Right.
Exactly. And that's what I realized when we were connecting now, you know, why Allison being there in the phone call and maybe when she goes missing,
mm-hmm.
now she's back in Cali and I was like, oh man, this is what episode we're on. Like now is the time for all those little dots to start coming back together. And it was kind of a bittersweet moment because I'm like, yes, now we can find out. But also, man, we're getting towards the end. But it was a great episode. There's so many twists to it, so many turns.
So many layers.
So many
layers.
Beyond layers.
That was very good.
And the end of it with just Helen and Allison's convo. Mm-mm-mm. Where is that going to lead us?
That was so weird and awkward. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It needed to happen.
Yeah. Well, it did. It did. It was a long time coming. Let's break down Noah's part first. So it starts with him, and we see that he gets to talk to Noah. He's talking to Anton. He's talking to Noah about colleges. And, of course, you know, this is someone Noah has obviously taken a liking to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I probably sees a lot of himself in him. He sees a brilliant kid that it feels like it's misunderstood. Also with his, you know, mom being the principal, mm-hmm. that factor. And so he basically gives him, you know, advice on these colleges. And then Anton gives him advice on teaching, which I think is great.
Go Anton.
Like, let me tell you something about how you teach, homie.
By the way.
So
he's not wrong.
Okay, right. And he wasn't. And that's what's interesting. We see that there's been this thing between Noah and Janelle. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of saves the day again, kind of, with the superintendent is yelling at her about, you know, incident that happened during the walkout. My question to you is, do you think we saw, you know, them kiss and before trouble came in the form of Anton's dad? Right. Mm-hmm. do you think that this is really going to continue into like a real relationship?
No, not at all.
Yeah. And I don't.
She's too five.
And him. I think everything that. No.
I mean, I like
she
McNulty.
Is five, and he's five, too. But also, baby daddy was pretty fine as well.
Oh.
There's a lot of fine people on this show.
There's a lot of fine people.
So is Anton, but I was like, ooh, he might be too good. I don't know.
Yeah, he's in high. No, but he was supposed to graduate last year, so he may be good on the age there. Yeah. But I think this was once again, honestly, I don't think it was Noah saving the day. I think it was Noah being selfish and thinking about himself. Noah was thinking about how to get, you know, better in with Janelle. He shares Anton's essay. He shouldn't have done that. He broke the trust with Anton, who is now finally respecting him. He goes in and starts talking to the principal without her, or to the her boss, without the approval of that. And he could have messed everything up even more. And who knows, maybe he did. I don't know if he actually even did save the day, because she was on speaker. And, like, her boss was upset about that. So I think it's, once again, Noah being selfish because he wants to be in good graces with Janelle. And so he did what he thought he needed to do. I don't think underlying it was trying to help anyone out. I think it was trying to help him in that relationship.
Really?
Maybe.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
I saw it as white privilege. Like, I'm just going to walk in here and I'm going to do what I think is right for the situation.
Good point.
And all you guys will see the error in your ways, and I helped you. So, you're welcome.
I definitely agree with you to a certain extent. I think back on the episode where he did, like, come in and save the day because of whatever. And I remember people in our comments were saying it's like the white savior figure, like this woman, not only black woman, or black woman. And so he came in and whatever because he thought that she was in trouble. Granted, was she in trouble? Yes. Was she kind of floundering at the moment? Yes. This is talking a few episodes back. But it's that kind of idea of him thinking like, okay, I see this distress. Let me go for it and kind of do what he did.
Be the hero.
So it's, I don't know. It's a tough part because it seems like she appreciates it, but then does she? I can't really. I don't really know.
Kiss out of
it, if she appreciates it, exactly. Yeah. That's what he's going
she
for.
About that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. He's trying to get that relationship going in
you
that
know,
way.
Damsel in distress.
Yeah.
Hero walks away with a girl.
He was being selfish.
I get it.
That's true. But she definitely seems also bothered by it in the sense of like, her job has been maybe under question since
Absolutely.
It all went down.
How do you guys feel about the introduction of Caleb's, or sorry, not Caleb, Anton's dad, who is played by Russell Hornsby, who we've seen, he's a really good actor, and I like him being added into the cast.
What do you think?
What are you smirking about over here?
Oh, because isn't that,
yes.
Why Did I Get Married,
yes.
dude? Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes. He's had some. He's just had some interesting. He was great on, you know, a lot of movies and Fences.
Yeah, he's done a lot.
But yeah, he's an accomplished actor. But what do you guys think? I mean, I think he played the role great.
No, for sure. But that's typically his stitch.
No,
that's
he does.
For sure.
For sure.
I thought it was interesting that they brought him in. I think right from the get go, Janelle has way more chemistry with him than she does with Noah, which is ultimately why I think she and Noah are just, you know, kind of like a drop in the bucket. It's a thing to have a thing and to create some other storyline for him about, you know, growth or maybe not growth or maybe understanding more about the things that he does. But I kind of like it because it's, I also like the idea of it affecting the things that he's done, it affecting his son so much. Mm-hmm. And to the point where his son, like, maybe doesn't want to do certain things because of his dad. Now, I was also a little bit like, maybe I'm slightly more harsh than the average person in this situation because my parents were super, like, strict and whatever, but I'm also like, dude, like, you don't need to fail because your dad did. Like, mm-hmm. come on. So maybe that's his mom, like, thinking of an excuse. Maybe not, though. I don't know. But where I was always like, you make whatever for yourself, whatever you can, you do whatever you want to do. I didn't come from a family that has all this, this, this. I did. Mm-hmm. I went to college because I did it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, come on, do something else. But also, you know, teenager, so what you gonna do?
He's also probably acting out as well. I mean, his mom flunked him last year. He was supposed to go already.
Well, that
now he's realizing, you know what I mean? So there's all this backstory that happened. But yeah, as his character is introduced, you now get to see the inside of a family dynamic that you wouldn't see otherwise.
Right.
Noah was literally in the center of what we've all experienced, our family's quarrels, but it stays in the house. No one actually knows how you and your family interact. And we get to see them. We get to see the different perspective of why Anton the way he is. And the parents arguing, they don't get along. So I think it was good to kind of drive Anton's storyline more than anything, not even Janelle's, but Anton, just to kind of see how he was raised and grew up.
It was so awkward. Noah just chilling there, though. Whenever the phone
kept ringing. And the phone kept ringing. Yeah. That was hilarious. That,
while they're having this important family discussion.
He's so weird. Yeah. I'm so annoyed. Like, he annoys me sometimes with that.
But check this out, though.
She asked him to stay.
That's the thing I was going to say. Janelle did ask him to stay, which shows, and that's why I asked that question about them turning a relationship, because I think she does feel for him. And Noah, we've seen his progression, I don't want to say progression, we've seen Noah be Noah, right, throughout these seasons, and how women are to him, and how he almost becomes this unresistible figure, even though he's messed up and he is selfish a lot of the times.
Women, for some reason, love him.
They love him. And so Janelle is now in love.
Because he plays them.
Yeah, and I want to see her be able to, like, get don't fall into that. As much as I actually love Noah as, I love his character, first of all, or him as a character, but I want to be able to see a person not fall into what the other women on this show have done, and that we clearly see they still have, like, long-standing issues from. And I think maybe that's the whole point. It's for him to learn that his wily ways are over.
I don't know what learning he's gonna get from this, honestly. I think it's just a way to connect him and Anton more, and why they're in the car together and what leads the two of them to having whatever one-on-one discussion that's gonna lead them to being with Cole finding Allison.
How is it not weirder whenever Anton walked in and he's like, hey, Miss Mom, Mr. Soloway, that was a pretty chill reaction to find out that your teacher is hanging out with your mom.
Well, that's why Noah had to say the essay.
He had to bring that up.
He had to say that. He didn't want to,
but it was the only way to make it look suspicious.
Yeah. But they clearly, like, hopped up off the couch. I mean, you would know, like, he's what, let's say 17, 18? Like, or I guess maybe 19 since she failed him out, but I don't know.
But as soon as that bombshell's, you know, thrown, then you forget about it.
Your attention is diverted.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they were in a compromising position because they just were kissing as they were walking in. So you're automatically going to think like, oh, shoot. Even though they didn't see that, your just mind is already going to be there. Khalil, you got something to say that's not about kissing, but it's really important.
It's also very important and pertinent to the show.
Yes.
So our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. And there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We are asking you, please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. I mean, or all of them. Whatever your heart feels. And by subscribing to the channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and help AfterBuzz continue to grow. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a symbiotic thing. Everybody wins. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel. And then check out the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And let us know you did so in the comments. And we'll shout you out on air. yeah. right here.
Yeah.
And thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
We love you guys.
We love you.
Oh, yeah. Hitting that note there, love.
I mean, you know, we tried. I was on the boat.
You learned on the boat? I was going to say, is that what they teach you on the boat?
We had a situation.
Full disclosure, I was not on a boat today, so I'm kind of like salty about it right now. You were on a boat today?
No, I was not. I was supposed to look like we were on a boat.
Sorry.
Come on.
You ruined the whole thing.
It's been a long day.
At the end of we see Noah's part. He does get a call from the police department, which is the annoying call that was awkward while he was sitting there. And side note, I'm surprised that Carl did not like get Noah and like physically, like, dude, what do you like? He was obviously visibly upset, but if I was in that situation, I'd be like, bruh, you have to leave. Like, I don't care what Janelle was saying, I would have been like, this is a family situation. You have to go, like, right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think he should be physical with him. I don't think he would be.
I don't
because he's a teacher. Was, oh, okay.
Sure.
I mean, you said physically.
Yeah.
I did. I kind of meant, like, be more forceful.
Nah, you meant throw him out the house, Jesse.
Yeah, you
meant,
like, punch him. But he didn't see them making out or hooking up. So you can't. He's just a teacher. He's a coworker. Dang,
you know not to go to his house.
Don't go
to his house. Yeah. Don't get on his boat. None of that. You're going to be thrown in the Pacific.
You're going to get punched all the way off land.
You guys are allowed on the boat.
You're going to the sea. I don't want to know what's on your boat now.
I kind of feel like he could have been a little bit more like
aggressive.
Come on now, getting him out the house. But whatever.
He was throwing the F bomb around like crazy.
He was.
Maybe
in front
he did
of the children.
And that's what I'm saying. Do you see, like, he was doing that when he walked in the door? He's like literally walked in the door. He's like, who the, you know what I'm saying? Is this dude like right here?
Maybe he didn't want his son to see him get that way, but also. No, he should have just set up. Also, Noah, like, as a normal human being, should have been like, I'm going to go.
Yeah. That's it. It's Noah. Yeah. It's not Noah.
Yeah.
Leave Noah.
In the heat of the moment, he's not going to be like, hey, by the way, dude, get the... It's going to create another situation where it doesn't need to be, but... He should have left.
Bottom line. He does get that call from the police department, and then we find out that Allison is locked up. Won't let me out. And so then it goes into Allison's part. So we know that there's something that's going to tie this whole situation together, which Allison's portion is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. But before we do that, I want to get into this special segment because it does deal with our listeners. And so if we can have the special segment music maestro.
Ooh.
Oh, this is like some detective's work.
I feel like I should be like, and now in this episode of Dateline.
And now, listeners. All right, so you guys, once again, this segment is called Asked and Answered. You guys ask us questions in the comments section, and we will respond back how we think that we want to respond to it. So question from Southern California. Great name. Don't know. That's a broad name. I love it. Who do you think Sierra's mom is that they're referring to? She's a big actress, clearly. A big... Who is it?
She's a... I think she's a producer or something like that.
Is she an actress, producer? I don't know.
Actually, let's say she's in the biz. I don't know. But I kind of hope we don't meet her because especially like everyone watching last week, we were... feeling the character of Sierra maybe a little bit. Not what she did, obviously, but everyone else hated her. So I kind of hope we don't really find out more about her, that she's just like a secondary, nonchalant person that just moves right along, because I don't know. I was thinking about it a lot. I'm like, I don't know how she's ultimately going to move the story forward other than if she gets pregnant, and I don't know that we have enough time for that to happen.
To have another character, Lem?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, obviously someone big, but I didn't like think of maybe is this an actual person?
Julia Roberts?
I don't think
Julia Roberts.
And I honestly, to be honest, as a second part to that, I don't think that we'll know. I don't think it's important for the story.
Yeah, I agree as well. Mm-hmm. I think that there's only a couple episodes left now, and I think what we see in the previews is some type of interesting, maybe threesome happening there. And I think that's all we need to know is that she's a little provocative because she has mama issues.
our
Let's Be Honest moment.
Yeah, well, there was a guy I think looked like Vic in a silhouette before the shot of them. So
that's
I
what I was gonna say. I know, like, maybe
I'm getting quick into predictions vibes. Here. I got threesome vibes. And
well, it looked like they were at least, you know, Helen and her.
Yeah,
where it looked like they were close. Yeah. And getting ready to have some special yoga.
I'm going to get this into predictions because now I have a crazy prediction.
Same.
Oh,
same.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Woo! Okay. Oh. And then we have one more, which is kind of for all of us. I'll let you answer this one first. Jamal Ellison says, "Hey, am I wrong for saying Helen kind of sucks?" How do you feel?
No.
No.
Jamal, you are not wrong.
So I think it's overall we agree.
Yeah, I love Helen, but yeah, she definitely sucks right now.
But she had a sucky moment. Yeah. We won't judge her as a person.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Because I'm liking her talk with Allison as much as she loved it.
Really?
As much as she's like enjoying it. I think she just told her straight up the truth. We can get into that combo. Sure. But she was just the most straight up with her ever. She wasn't angry with her.
She made a sucky decision.
Yeah.
With the Vic thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Word. Well, thank you for our special segment. Shout out to the Omarion music. Appreciate it. That was dope.
That was Omarion? Look at you
with the vibes over here. We were doing this on the boat. Okay. Anyway, Omarion was there, actually. So I knew that. We played the song, and he was singing live. Yeah, so we're going to go to Noah's part, Allison's part.
Titanic.
So, just wanted to fall. Like, really? That's how you feel? So we see Allison's mom, Athena, make her debut
Shelley.
Again. Yeah, exactly. Right. Find out some things about Miss Athena.
They are one and the same.
Right, exactly. So she's with Athena and Joni, and then Athena gets this disturbing call, says don't call here anymore. Mm-hmm. But whoever it is on the line keeps calling. And then we see Allison pick up the phone, and she starts talking to me. Oh, I am Allison. Oh, what can I do for you? Then we see her leave on her bike.
She
loves that bike. Oh, that bike is, everything.
Can you give me that sound effect once more?
You were doing that.
No! You know what it reminds me of? Like, this is, like, really bad. But, like, Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure, when he's on the bike, like, that's why I did that. I flashed
back. Allison Pee Wee from now on.
Right, exactly.
Right here.
No, the boat. Yeah. Okay, so then she goes to this residence, and then this guy. Did you guys think it was her father? Like, right away.
Yes, instantly.
I thought you didn't know.
I didn't know. I didn't know what to think, actually. I was in it. I wanted to see where we were going.
Okay.
I thought that it was her dad because I'm like, who else is she just going to randomly go to this house for? My first thought was that her mom had been, I don't know why my brain went here, but that her mom had been stealing money from her. Because she was like, no, don't call here again. And then kept calling. And then on the phone, whenever she's like, well, this is Allison Bailey. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, they're telling her that, like, you have defaulted on this $3 million loan that your mom took out in your name.
You got deep details on that theory.
$3 million loan.
And what bank? Was this Wells Fargo? Right? Where were they going?
Where did I get these
probably
details?
Wells Fargo. they're tracking.
Right? So I kind of thought that with the phone call, but the second that they opened the door, I was like, this is the dad. Also, we found out, or just, I guess, in my research over the summer, like we said, in the first episode, was that we knew that a random father was going to be introduced. When they started talking all the stuff with last episode with Cole and his dad, I was like, oh, that's what they meant. They meant, like, we're finding out all this stuff about his father, because we've never addressed it other than, like, we knew he committed suicide when Cole was very young, and that's it. But the second we saw him, I was like, oh, this is him, and this is his little wife, and this is gonna say all these reasons why all this stuff happened to Allison, because look at what her dad did.
And you see those storylines, they go parallel between Cole figuring out his father, Allison finding her father, where is that gonna lead them later?
Right.
I thought it was her father as soon as she pulled up to the house.
Yeah.
What?
The daddy thing. Clever. I didn't put that together.
See? Daddy. That's why I'm here for you. But no, so I didn't know. So if she was going to go up to like this like dumpy place, then I was going to be scared and I would have maybe gone with a financial situation theory. Mm-hmm. But because she went to this really gorgeous house, it's like, okay, there's no harm here. And who's the only other person she would know is contacting? Yet. Possibly a father. What? But I thought he was contacting not because of the whole kidney situation. It's because he may have heard that she got money from Lobster Roll, and then maybe he wanted some of that money. I don't know. I thought it was going to go that route.
I thought that too, but then I was like, he clearly has money. Yeah. So why would he contact her for money?
It was bad.
But then I didn't even think, oh, he's contacting her because he's sick, until she's like, wait, so why now? And then I was like, he's sick.
Yeah, then you called it, and then it popped up.
Yeah.
Because it's exactly what she said. She's been an adult for a long time. Like, okay, her mom didn't want him to contact her for whatever reason, which I'm so curious to hear what y'all think about what his mom said versus what he said, or what her mom said. I apologize. But I'm like, yeah, she's been an adult. I don't know how old she is. Mm-hmm. Let's say she's 35. Late 30s, mm-hmm. mid to late 30s. She's been an adult for a long time. Her mom had no control over, like, what was happening to her now. So mm-hmm. it just doesn't really make sense.
Well, speaking of the two stories, so basically we do get from her dad that, you know, gives a story of what happened. It was an affair situation. Athena was the nanny. And then, you know, they had this situation where they both loved each other. And then Athena bounces. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say anything about Allison until later, running into him, the kids recognize. And then that's how, oh, shoot. Oh, I have a kid. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't want her to have anything to do, and right. would not allow, which is why she changed her name. Mm-hmm. Of course, when she goes back and tells Athena, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Athena / Shelley. And the situation is that she was raped.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she didn't want her to be a part of his life. And then when she comes back, she can't recall about the whole saving her life, which I think did happen because it was a very vivid memory from Allison. Mm-hmm. My question to you all, and I'm just piggybacking on your question, which story do you believe? Because I feel like going to Athena, you would want to think like, okay, Athena's story is the correct story, especially this guy wanting a kidney. He's obviously doing it for ulterior motives. So not like, oh, I've just been missing you and I can't stay any longer. No, come on. He's old. Mm-hmm. He's got like two wives down now and then hella kids. Come on.
The 10-year younger wife.
Right,
now.
Exactly. Yeah. So shout out to Dina Meyer. I was trying to figure out who that was and I was like, oh, it's in the credits.
Yeah.
Dina Meyer. I remember her from Super Starship Troopers.
Mm.
Just, you know, little nerd stuff there. Anyway, the question is, who do you believe?
Spaceships, boats. I don't know what's going on.
Who
here,
do you believe?
But, I don't know. It's tough. Because, and you know, it threw me. I believed the mom until the save the life thing. And she was like, oh, I don't remember that.
Okay.
You remember your kid almost dying.
Right.
So, you remember that shit.
Yeah. So. I believe Athena, and I think that because she faced her rapist all those years later, her brain was just so clouded with what the heck is happening right now that, yeah, that may have happened with her daughter, but her daughter ended up being fine, so it wasn't a crazy event that would last in her mind forever. For her, it was that she met the father of her child for the first time in 7 years or however old Allison was, and he raped her, and that's all she could think about is all that happened. So it probably happened, and she, you know, everything was fine. And I think because Allison has that memory and Allison has that fear of the water, and then also that she almost drowned, her son drowned and died, but yet her father is the one that saved her. It's all a crazy mess, but I think it is true. Because also, why wouldn't he come to her? You know, if it was actually really genuine, why wouldn't he come to her, you know, when she is 18, when she is 25?
No, but he was straight up about that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the part where I'm like, all right, well, at least you're, like, letting us know, like, hey, so I'm hitting you up because I need a kidney, so it was good.
Exactly. But he's saying that he tried to be in her life, and that I think that's a lie. I don't think that's it at all. I think that she was the mistake. I believe Athena on that.
Mm. I think that it's a very weird situation because I think that the reason they did the whole airplane scene was not just because of Allison. Whenever we originally kind of heard, I think in the very beginning of the season, they did previews for it, and we thought that that was going to be a recurring thing. You know, Allison does just have this weird thing with men where they do think they can just kind of do whatever. But then I actually think they did the airplane scene to almost validate what her mom said, because it was like no one saw what happened, but clearly the guy was the one was the aggressor in the situation. Yeah. And then, you know, she knocked an old lady over accidentally. But I think that's why they did that, in the sense to be like, it's so easy for someone to just be like, oh, what? Like, she had been drinking, like, even though she had one glass of wine because she threw her other glass on him. But I'm in the exact same boat as you. I don't understand. Yeah. See, we're in a boat together now.
No, you gotta stay on land with me. Stay on land.
I'm recruiting them one by one. I love it.
You got a sound effect.
But we don't it just didn't make sense. I understand what you're saying as well, in the sense of like she just met this man who, or saw again this man who raped her. She's going through probably a lot of emotions. She had this kid with that he didn't know. But also, I just don't think there's a single way ever that you wouldn't remember your kid almost drowning. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't think that that would happen. So I believe her, because why does she really have a reason to lie? She doesn't really have a reason to say, I kept you away from him for whatever reason. Even if she had, okay, she had an affair, she was embarrassed, whatever. It's still not a reason to keep your kid from clearly a person that had a lot of money and whatever. Or to just say you had no idea who he was, other than the fact that he raped you, so you don't ever want to even think about that. Of course, you don't want that person in your child's life, but he has every reason to lie. But the part, it just doesn't make sense.
Here's the thing for me. Here's the thing for me. I think, and we've seen in Athena's character in the past, always tied to something against Allison. Like, mm-hmm. they have a very tumultuous relationship, right? It's up and down. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that's how we talk on a boat. So, so that's why I'm really prone to, and I really, at the end of the day, I think that there are some truths to both stories, mm-hmm. but I also think that there are some things that are kind of muddled and not very clear. So I think both of them are telling the truth in their own way. But I think Allison really needs to get the full story.
Yeah.
And like I said, with Athena and her past of being, you know, who she is, like she is a hippie and doing things and spur of the moment, and which Allison kind of takes after her in that regard.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting in how she's going to have, how this is going to play out, you know, going forward, because obviously she's enamored and she's just like, oh my gosh, like I met my dad, like who I could not see. Now I met him in the flesh and he says all these things, but then talking to her mom about the whole rape thing. So I think she's going to have to figure out which is the best story, but I think it's going to be crazy because now that we have this play mm-hmm. with her dad there and this whole kidney situation, how's it going to affect her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because she is super fragile right now. Mm-hmm. Super fragile. And then go.
This would happen to her.
Exactly.
Like it just would. Right. The craziest stuff happens to her. That's why in the speech with Helen, I'm like, it's not that she, not to say that she never plays a victim, of course, but I'm like, why is she not telling them? Mm-hmm. I guess she wouldn't tell Helen, but why is she not telling Noah, hey, by the way, not only did I meet my father today, but I also found out that he maybe tried to contact me my whole life / maybe raped my mom, and that's why she didn't tell me about him. Oh, also, I found out my boyfriend of, let's say, a couple of months, mm-hmm. is married.
Because she was having a panic attack. She couldn't even process. She was just in a cell. She just got almost attacked. She got attacked on the plane.
Yeah.
She was just, she literally looked at him, was like, safety, and then now I'm in a panic because now I'm safe.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of. I think it's that.
I also want to say that, to me, it speaks volumes that she did not go to Cole when she was in trouble. She went to Noah, like, meaning she went to California.
Right.
I think she also just like needed an escape, obviously, but
Cole's on vacation though. She doesn't know where the heck Cole is.
But does she know that he's on vacation?
Yeah, they were talking about that in the beginning. Okay. That we don't know where daddy is, but you know. So I think she didn't know where, but also do you want to tell Noah all that stuff right away too?
No.
Noah would love to hear all that your life is shit mm-hmm. without him. He would love every minute of that because that's who he is.
They're just toying with me though. They're toying with me in the sense of, oh, I just turned my volume on. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to pull the live chat up. They're toying with me in the sense of last week I was like, oh my gosh, I've turned the leaf. Now I'm mm-hmm. full team Allison and Cole. And then as soon as she goes there, I'm like,
knowing.
I just think that it's so super weird. First of all, her going to Noah, right? Mm-hmm. Then not only did she go to Noah, obviously, you know, she gets arrested, which, okay, true Allison fan. She's going to, something's going to, crazy going to happen. That happens. Then he takes her to Helen and Vic's place. Obviously, because Vic is a doctor, but he's like, I didn't know where else to go. A hospital?
Yeah. Vic looks serial killer.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
he's like, here's this for you.
Right, right. When they were peering in the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And literally, like, and yeah, Helen is just creepy. Like,
hey, take these.
Yes. Helen was just staring. Right. And they kept that shot on Helen for a minute, too.
Yes.
Also, can't you not just like, okay, so she was having a panic attack, an anxiety attack, whatever it was. Those, thankfully, most of the time end up passing. But I'm like, there are so many other things you could have done. You could have just sat her there. Let's breathe. Like,
I was waiting for him to roll down a window.
Yeah, like you're not a doctor. None of us are doctors, but I'm sure we can all figure out like the things to do. And then guess what? If it doesn't pass, then that's another. That's another situation. That's another, like, okay, let's go to the hospital. Don't go to your ex-wife's house that you cheated on her with. Like, what? Why?
Maybe so much time has passed now, because it has. There has been years have passed now with that. And Allison and Helen, remember they had that whole convo. They already talked, hashed their stuff out. And if he takes her to the hospital, that's a whole other thing. Who knows? Maybe she could be put away, you know, on a 3-day hold. You don't know how she would act. And also, they were married. He knows how she is. Mm. I think he was just looking for a place with medicine. Where can I get drugs to calm her? Legit, where do I have drugs? And Vic has drugs. And that's really what it is.
Do you think that this was, we were talking about Noah being somewhat selfish at times. Sure. Do you think that this was a ploy because, you know, his family, I mean, his son is not wanting to hang out with him, the whole ticket thing.
I want those tickets at Sharon. Right,
exactly. We see that, obviously, Helen feels some kind of way about Noah just as a whole.
Right.
She's definitely not on his side right now. And Flash so do you think, right, I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
Do you think that this was a ploy for Noah to kind of get back in, I mean, in some twisted way, like good graces with Helen to hopefully trickle on to the rest of his kids?
How would that get him
I don't know. That's why I said it's twisted. But I'm saying in Noah fashion, you know how he thinks. He thinks he's a narcissist.
Yeah.
We know this.
No, I think once again, it's Noah being selfish. Once again, it's the theme of that. Like, he needed drugs to calm Allison down so that she would be okay.
Uh-huh.
Only place was Helen's. It's selfish for him to take her there. Of course it is. It's not that it's right, but that's what he needed to do because he didn't want to have to deal with all the other stuff. He knew where the pills were and where a doctor was to help. So I think it was just, at the end of the day, him needing something and him getting it and not caring what that meant for everyone.
Yeah, because ultimately, first of all, the conversation in the car was douchebaggery at the least. For him to be like, don't you think, you remember that conversation we had where you told me sometimes you don't know what's real or what's not, and for her to be, she's like, what are you talking about?
That's probably what caused her to go crazy again.
And exactly, of course, because it's so like this person who you, let's say, feel safe around, and that's probably the reason why you ultimately went to see him, is now being like, do you think this happened? And for something, let's say it didn't happen, whatever, but for someone in a situation where you're clearly just like having a moment, freaking out to say that, it's just like, what? Why is that necessary?
Not to say that you are wrong. I agree with what you're saying. She also did a terrible job of explaining what happened.
Yes.
Terrible job of explaining what happened.
Yeah.
And it's hard for someone to be on your side and you can't even properly articulate what the experience was.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But she did a terrible job of like, this is how it went down.
And that's why I thought that too, because I'm like, why not? She clearly is telling him this. Now, she's not telling him the stuff about her dad or her or Ben or whatever. Also, they did a fantastic job of introducing Ben's wife to Allison, because I was like, how are they going to find this out? And for her to go see him because she's in trouble and then to be like, oh, like, come on in, hon. How you doing? You look distressed.
Hanging the child's portrait. Like his little painting.
Oh, I had even forgotten that they had kids.
Yeah. The line about sometimes I think he forgets he has a family.
Right.
And her.
Well, that was good.
Line.
Right.
That was good.
Oh, Allison.
I kept thinking that she should have at least told him more about the plane situation. Like, this happened because of this and because of this.
Exactly.
And I understand she's, in distress, can't really. I mean, if I got arrested and someone had to bail me out, I'm probably not going to be
the best talker.
Exactly.
Got it.
But The second he started to maybe like question her, I thought yeah. she would have like perked up a little more and been like, no, what are you talking about? This is literally exactly what happened. I threw a glass of red wine on this guy's face because it was touching my thigh and he leaned in to kiss me and then I knocked on this old lady. I just explained it better than she did in what, 2.5 seconds?
He also she thought that he wouldn't believe her. He's like, you don't believe me. And he's like, oh, I'm not saying that.
Yeah. Which he didn't say. He didn't even insinuate. Exactly. To it. But so I think she jumped there. Yeah. To be fair.
But he handled it so, I think Noah handled it wrong.
I agree.
Clearly, just hop on a plane. A lot of stuff has happened. You don't need to know what that is right now. You can talk about that in the morning. Right. So don't even say, hey, well, maybe you thought you sure that's what it is. Don't even question it. Just say, girl, I got you and I understand and we're good and you're safe now. Right. And then in the morning or the next day or the day after, get those details, get those questions.
Yeah. What the heck?
You were married to this woman for how many years now? Like, you know, for a couple of years you were with her. Yeah. You know, you know her. You know what I mean? Like, he's being selfish. He thinks he's right about
it. This is Noah.
It's frustrating. So I think it was his fault with all that.
When he called her his wife, though, I was like, oh, he still considers her to be his wife.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just crazy, y'all. I don't know.
Obviously, we know that these are, you know, their portions. Do you think that because of the way that the stories did intertwine, especially at the very end, do you think that these are very true to what has actually happened?
Yeah, I told y'all earlier in the year whenever we were talking about this article, this Variety article, I think, that Helen Maura Tierney did with them. And she was talking about the different ways that she has to portray the character. She literally plays four different characters. The one from Allison's view tonight, the one from Noah's view, her own, and from Vic's.
That's so true. So,
and
yeah.
tonight, she did such a good job. Because I'm like, Helen, you biatch!
Yeah.
She did such a good job of portraying the way that Allison really does see her. Like, Allison sees her as this hoity-toity, rich, very much smarter than her anyway, which is sad because Allison is a smart person and whatever. She sees her as this person that's like, oh, honey. But also, you know, we've seen her be that way. Granted, we don't know if it's actually true or if it really happened in her version in previous seasons. But that's, I think she did such a good job tonight at portraying that tough person that Allison thinks she is, because when we see Helen from her own perspective or from Noah's or from Vic's, she's not that tough person. She is in certain ways. She has that New York attitude, whatever, but she's not like, honey, don't let anyone treat you that way. Like, you stand up for yourself. And she did a good job.
Well, because the guys are not looking up to her the way Allison is looking up to her, it looks like. She's like, why doesn't nobody mess with you? What's wrong with me? Tell me. Give me advice. What do you think? So she respects and cares about her opinion no matter what's happened in the past. Because, I mean, what's happened in the past, it's Allison's fault at the end of the day. So Helen did nothing wrong. She reacted to what had happened. So that's why. And so you're right. This is the first time we see Helen in that position. And I did. I liked it, though. I liked seeing her like that because she wasn't mean and she wasn't rude. And I think if she was mean or rude, we would have seen that in Allison's perspective. Because Allison has every right to, you know, to show the how mean Helen was to her and to have, you know, because everyone is always mean to Allison and Allison's the victim. But she wasn't. So I think that's actually probably what happened. I think Helen was actually good people.
I think Helen was sassy. I don't think Helen was nice. But also, are you going to be nice to the person, to the woman that your husband cheated on you with? No.
But her giving advice is nice, is what I'm saying. Like, from what we're in the world we're living in, that is as nice as you can get.
I mean, she is ultimately letting her sleep on her couch, so that's...
She's in her pajamas.
Right.
Like, pretty darn nice.
I was very surprised, because you would think that if this was not Noah would have been like either taking her to the hospital or taking him to his house, to his place. And then to be,
I still,
you know,
think he should have done
that,
but whatever.
Right. But the fact he took him there, and the fact of that she said, oh yeah, she can stay here, and then kicked him out like, oh, you got, it's getting kind of late. You need to go.
Well, because he went to touch her hair and she pulled back. Mm-hmm. And Helen's like, once again, Noah, you don't know. You don't read any situation.
Yeah.
And also, maybe Noah was going to try to, who knows what Noah would have done when Allison was there, made it worse. Like, maybe tried to comfort her like that again at home, and like Allison would have gone on another nervous breakdown.
Mm. Right.
Into predictions. Maybe that's why Allison runs away. I don't know.
Or maybe that's why.
Or maybe that's why. Speaking of predictions, let's just go right in.
I think that's a great idea.
And now...
Excellent transition.
Right?
Excellent transition.
Yeah, Lem, look at that.
Trying. I didn't know what he's... What'd you say, Steve?
No, that was for me.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So.
Oh, predictions. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Crazy. Okay. On the spot now. Well, from the previews, what we saw, like I said, there's going to be some type of weird sexual thing happening with Vic and her. And I think Vic. I need to rewatch the previews. We watched it really quickly. But I think there was a silhouette that looked like Vic before we saw the silhouette of Helen and Sierra, too. Mm. So something interesting is going to happen there. But on the Allison front, I don't know if I have to squash my theory of Ben being a murderer and Ben wanting to... But I was so proud and so strong with that prediction. So many episodes now that I may say that... actually, no, because maybe... Okay, hang on. Coming back to it. Thinking about it now. I think maybe Ben comes to California to find her after she finds out... He finds out that she knows what happened. And So then something happens with them and that's why she leaves. I'm sticking with the prediction.
I like it. Okay. Stick with it.
I just want to give a shout out to Sierra for being the best neighbor since Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, girl.
Yeah, real MVP.
Real MVP.
I don't know what I think. I think that last week I was fully on board with Cole and Allison. Now I'm like, I still see the Noah and Allison thing. I do want to say that I thought Helen's advice to Allison was something that she should have been listening to herself, mm-hmm. in the sense of, and I was kind of hating on Helen for this last week, but I'm like, you know, you kind of can't let someone treat you that way. And she's not being forced to anything by any means. And I totally don't agree with how she reacted, but she ultimately does need to think about moving forward in that situation and not letting someone just be like, hey, by the way, I'm dying, so do this for me, change your whole life forever, even though I refuse to do something. She does kind of need to put her foot down and be like, if you want this, you need to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to do this for you, but also don't, whatever. I'm not going to say murder, that Ben murdered her, but I think clearly, I think Ben did something to Allison, or took her somewhere, or he saw her, and she was like, no, get away from me, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he basically was like, no, you're the first thing since... that happened to me. So I don't want to let you go. And it kind of triggers his PTSD.
Yeah, I don't think he murdered her. I think it's always just he has some type of involvement. There's always just something to do with him and her disappearance.
Yeah.
No, she's going to live. We need more Allison. There's no way Allison's dying.
So I was with you on the whole Ben situation. I'm switching. because like of what I've seen. So I do have to disagree with you.
He goes on one boat. He goes on one boat.
I do have to disagree with you. I believe that because of how everything is culminated together, right? We have all the parties in play. I feel like Allison, because we see how fragile she is, mm-hmm. I feel like she freaks out and then she disappears from Helen's house. And somehow Cole, you know, is notified. He's already in California. He meets up with Noah and then Anton because I think something happens with Anton's dad that brings him closer to Noah.
Mm.
And they all end up together. So I don't think we're going to see this next week, but I think that's where it's going.
That's a good one.
I just think, I don't know. Also, when Helen said the thing about Cole to Allison, I think she was doing that on purpose, by the way. When she's like, I thought y'all had ended up back together.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I guess we'll see.
We'll see.
TBD.
There it is. Ooh. TBD, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you, all the fans. Make sure you comment, give more questions to Nadine so they can be asked on the show. Thank you, everyone that was in the live chat. Also, make sure you download on iTunes because we love that. And give us 5 stars because 4 stars don't really count. Right. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere when I'm not on my boat at the Poet Saint.
No, the boat has Wi-Fi.
Every day.
The boat has Wi-Fi. Don't worry.
I love it.
There it is. Time to go.
I love it. I love it. Where you at, April?
Y'all can find me everywhere on my boat and on land at April Wissenhant.
I'm just online at Khalil Boo Boo, Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, I'm online on land too. Yeah. At Nadine Dallapala. Well,
I'm actually on the landline, if you will.
Oh, nice.
I don't even have Wi-Fi.
Wow. So. You know what? Next show, we're going to do it from the boat. Satellite. Yeah, there we go. That's what it is. Next after show,
we'll FaceTime you in. Boom. We'll FaceTime you guys in.
There it is. Right? There it is. Until next week.
Thank you, we'll guys. See.
High seas. Get it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.